Hey everybody, this is James from Cowabunga Comics. This is episode 9 of the Cowcast, and I'm just going to do a very quick one today to tell you about the John Carpenter retrospective show that I saw on Monday. It was phenomenal. It was a great time. John Carpenter is one of my favorite directors, probably is my favorite director, and he's also one of my favorite movie score makers. He scores most of his own films, and he's got a lot of scores that are very recognizable and very well known. And we have a lot of regulars that have been asking how the show went, and some regulars that we saw at the show. So I figured I'd do a quick recap about it. There's also a lot of tie-ins between John Carpenter and the shop and a lot of the things that we sell. Obviously, there's Escape from New York and Big Trouble in Little China comics and that's sort of the I guess, obvious tie-in. But, you know, we play a ton of John Carpenter music at the store, and we've got a lot of horror movies and things, horror movie memorabilia. So I think it ties in really well with what we do. And I'll go into it a little bit. We did the VIP meet and greet, which started about 2 hours before the show itself started. We got there, we got our tickets and went in line. And right off the bat, before we even got to meet John Carpenter, we got a really good show because there was this guy that had shown up a little bit late. And so he got in the back. We were the people two away from being the last in the line for the meet and greet. And then there was a couple that came shortly after us. And then this one guy that came after they showed up, and he had a big stack of John Carpenter prints. It looks like he just came from the Kinko's with him or something. And he asked the people in front of him if they would, because they didn't bring anything to get signed, and John Carpenter was signing two items. So he asked if they would sign get an item signed for him, but then they could keep one of the prints for themselves to get signed. And they said, sure. And then as we snaked our way through the hallway of the Pabst, he decided to go and open this side door onto the street and let a bunch of guys in that hadn't paid for tickets. And of course, PAP security came and kicked all of them out, including the guy that paid $250 for his ticket. So he was not happy. And then as we wound into the John Carpenter room, we looked and we saw this guy pounding on the glass, trying to get the attention of the people he had given the prints to. And he made a big scene. So that was rather entertaining. But let's get to the subject at hand, Mr. John Carpenter. He was an incredibly nice guy. We each got about 30 seconds with him. I brought an original Thing poster and an original Escape from New York poster. He signed both of those for me and talked to him for, like I said, about 30 seconds and got a picture with him. Very nice guy, very humble. Not super talkative, but I didn't expect him to be. After that, I went to the merchandise table. They had a lot of neat stuff. Tour exclusive John Carpenter items. I picked a few of those up, and I'm going to be putting a few of them in the shop, so you'll have your opportunity to get some. But let's get to the main event. The concert itself, which went for an hour and a half right on the head, started at 8 o'clock exactly, and he opened with Escape from New York. The cool thing was he had a big screen behind him, and he was playing a lot of clips from the movies. And, you know, each one of these songs is between 3 and 4 minutes, so sort of the entire movie distilled into a 3 or 4 minute recap. And it was just really cool to see a lot of the scenes from, you know, Escape from New York as an example, that we have known and we've seen many times, and John Carpenter's actually live scoring. So it was surreal when he first started playing. They did Assault on Precinct 13. Then he did a couple tracks from his Lost Themes album, which is the first original album that he put out last year. And then he put out a Lost Themes 2 album as well, which he played a couple tracks off of. The first song he played off of Lost Themes is Vortex. And then he played a track called Mystery. After that, he went into playing the title theme from The Fog. He played They Live, which got probably the biggest audience reaction. And when they played They Live, the whole band pulled out the sunglasses from the famous scene in the movie where Keith David and Rowdy Roddy Piper are beating each other up, and he's yelling, put on the sunglasses. So that was pretty cool. They played the main theme from The Thing. And of course, the story behind that is that Ennio Morricone is the one who officially scored The Thing, but synth line that everybody identifies as really being the score from The Thing, John Carpenter is the one who put that in. So they played the main theme, and he credited Morricone, but we all sort of were in the know that Carpenter, when he got the actual score, he inserted that in himself. So it's very Carpenter-ish, but it was cool of him to give that nod to Morricone, who of course is a legend. He did Distant Dream off Lost Themes. Then they did Big Trouble in Little China, the Porkchop Express. He played Wraith and Night, also off of Lost Themes. He did the main theme from Halloween, which was a big hit with the crowd. And the last song that he did for the first set was the main theme from In the Mouth of Madness, which is one of my favorite Carpenter movies. And that went on for about 6 minutes. Then they had maybe 3 minutes off stage before they came out and did the encore. And he came out and did the Darkness Begins track from Prince of Darkness, which I thought had the best selection of movie clips to go with it. I just thought that that was really, really the high point from the whole show. He did Virtual Survivor and Purgatory off of the Lost Themes albums. And he closed with Christine. Everybody knows the theme from Christine, and he warned everyone to drive safe because Christine might be out on the road, which I thought was kind of funny. To talk a little bit about other things he said, he didn't say very much. He kept it very short and sweet and to the point, and he introduced a couple of the songs off of Lost Themes, and every once in a while he would make a comment about how I'm known for directing horror movies, and he would jump into something else. I mean, he's there for one reason. He's there to play these songs and play this music. And he's not a showman, so you're not going to be getting a Bruce Dickinson type of show from John Carpenter, but you're going to get what you went there for, which is you're going to see him in front of a keyboard playing that which he does best. So I had a great time. And I was fourth row, which was really, really cool to be that up front at the Pabst and seeing John Carpenter. So not a lot else to go into. Just wanted to go over the basic summary of it. So that is all. If you have any questions or you want to see any pictures that we took from the Carpenter show, you can see some on our Facebook. And come into the shop, and I'll show you a couple videos and a couple other cool pictures that I took, and maybe show you the meet and greet pictures too. So that is all. Signing off from this very quick episode of the Cowcast. I'm James, and I will talk to you later.